he did a lot with food habits studies and the actual interactions of animals in the field. And much of this work was going on at a time when the other people working with small mammals were interested in. There's an enormous number of papers and effort that went into establishing the general area occupied by mammals, the so-called home range, and that was of interest at the time. Dice led those early studies, and many of his students continued to study home range, and that's of value, but it has not played out to be of any greater significance than simply knowing more about, or as much about, the niche and how mammals interact with each other and with other members of the community that they're in and the intricacies of that. That's what Hamilton was working towards. His studies seem, strike me, as being more niche oriented than they were habitat oriented, because he looked at a lot of food habit studies and interactions between animals.
And oftentimes you'd have the stomach contents, I've heard, under a microscope, looking, trying to identify the different types, if it's fungi, if it's insects, what kind of insects even at points. Remember, I read a passage in his Mammals of Eastern North America where he's talking about Clefaironomus gaperi, and he said that, you know, and I forgot where the species, I mean, where that particular individual was, but its entire stomach contents was fungi at that point.
Endogeny or something like that? Was that what...
Is that the term for it?
I think so. I believe that's one of the things Clefaironomus...
And that's the... I mean, maybe I may be misremembering.
But, yeah, he did do a lot of food habits.
And that and exoparasites as well.
Yeah. But see, interactions of other animals with feeding their food habits, or the parasites, their predators, the prey status of the animal. He was interested in community structure before we really began to think a lot about community structure. So he had this vast interest.